From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Dogpile.com. All of these search engines piled into one: Google, Yahoo, LiveSearch, and Ask.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The director of the San Francisco Zoo backpedaled yesterday on his description of the zoo's tiger grotto. After a Siberian tiger killed one man and mauled two more on Christmas Day, the zoo director said the tiger would have had to scale an 18-foot sheer wall to get out of the grotto. Turns out the wall is 12 and a half feet. Zoo officials and police say they still don't know how the tiger escaped. A state appeals court has upheld a precedent-setting L.A. city law that requires hotels near LAX pay what unions call a living wage. The ruling means the hotels will have to provide salary and benefits equal to $10.64 an hour. Back in May, a Superior Court judge sided with business interests, who argued the city should not be able to single out a group of firms and set wages for them when it's not doing direct business with them. It's a while yet before the Oscars, but the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has already released a short list of the 15 feature-length documentary films that have a shot at winning the coveted statuette. The short list will be narrowed down to five before the big night, but for now, California is well represented in the pack, and we've decided to take a closer look at those docs with ties to the Golden State. Today we focus on Autism the Musical, a film that follows five autistic children as they put on a show. Among the families profiled, Stephen, Kristen, and Henry Stills. But first, here's Tricia Regan, director of Autism the Musical.
It's not what you expect. You know, people hear the title and they hear the subject matter and they expect a sentimental, soft focus kind of experience particular to people with kids with autism. And in fact, the reviews come back with totally different adjectives. I mean, it's called riveting and raw and unsentimental and revelatory. And I think what it really asks you to do is to look at these kids with autism and not see the autism, but see who they are. The autism is really just a symbol for that thing that we all struggle against, you know, for all the ways that we try to fit into society, try to be loved, try to get comfortable here, in all the ways that we fail and all the ways that we succeed. And it's a lot about parental love. Who are you when your life takes that left turn? Who are you when you receive a diagnosis like this for your child? What is your marriage?
My name is Stephen Stills. I'm Henry's father. I'm sure that there's a genetic predisposition. God knows that as I observe these kids, I recognize a lot of myself and my own behavior and the kind of thing that made me a musician, who put a guitar between me and the rest of the world.
It's so hard to say what caused his autism because there are so many theories. I'm one of the people that believes it's like the kettle of beans, you know, and you throw in a bean, here's the vaccinations, here's the antibiotics, here's the toxic environment, here's mercury in the fish mom ate while she was pregnant. And, you know, you throw enough beans in the kettle and it's going to tip over.
Have you ever seen one of your dad's shows?
Well, when I was younger, it was too much for me, too much people. I'm old-fashioned.
Does an Oscar make a difference in getting film house distribution for a film like this?
An Oscar makes all the difference. I think it gives a lot of life to films like mine that are struggling against the stigma of not being a huge, visible hit. You know, we're not blockbusters. We don't have a big publicity machine behind us. And if this film were to win an Oscar, it would do so much for kids who have autism, and there are now 1 in 150 of our kids being born today are being diagnosed with autism. So it's a large portion of our population that stands to gain from a lot of people seeing this movie.
Do you guys have DVD distribution?
It's been doing a limited theatrical run very quietly around the country, you know, with no advertising at all, and it's been selling out theaters, and it's been, you know, in San Francisco, I think it ran for 3 weeks, certainly 2 weeks, I think 3 weeks, without a bit spent on advertising, just on word of mouth. And it's going to play on HBO in April, and then it will come out on DVD soon after that.
How has the documentary business changed over the years that you've been in it?
In some ways, it's gotten a lot better because it's so much more accessible. You know, I can shoot my own film. I can, because the camera's small enough for me to hold. It doesn't weigh 40 pounds. I can buy an edit system. I can buy a deck. I can be totally set up for, you know, $10,000, whereas when I made my first movie, we needed 30, 40 grand in the bank before we could even start shooting, and then we had to keep raising money to pay these crews and pay for all this equipment. So it's much more accessible, but what that has done is, A, made it more competitive because there's more people in the field, but that doesn't bother me. Competition is a great thing. But it's also raised the bar for the kinds of moments that people expect to see, you know, things happening in real time. They want that intimacy because you can do that. You can turn on the camera and shoot for 3-4 hours, and the tapes cost next to nothing, and the camera doesn't weigh that much, so you can just do it, and you can capture these incredible moments, you know, and that definitely happens in this film. I think people are blown away by the intimacy and the moments that I was able to capture with these kids. That's what people look for now. They don't want to hear about something that happened in the past. They want to see the experience, and that just demands a lot more patience on the part of the filmmaker.
How so?
Because you have to shoot 200 hours for a 1.5-hour film. You know, my first film, we shot 40 hours. This film, I shot 200 hours for this 1.5-hour film.
Well, Tricia, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
The list of the final 5 Oscar contenders will be revealed January 22nd. You can find clips of Autism the Musical and related links on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Friday, December 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Seal Muller and Tom Klimkowski. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producers are Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly. The senior producer this week was Kat Snow, with help from Bruce Kuhn. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.